This is VOA News. I'm Marissa Melton. The Pentagon says its proposed budget will help get the U.S. ready for a possible confrontation with China. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Meghani reports.
Amid a growing alliance between China and Russia, including President Xi Jinping's visit to Moscow this week, the Pentagon says Chinese actions are concerning.
Moving it down the path towards confrontation and potential conflict with its neighbors, and possibly the United States.
Joint Chiefs Chairman Mark Milley and Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin told a House panel the Pentagon's $842 billion spending pitch would help ensure the U.S. can deter China if needed by boosting capabilities in the Pacific and modernizing the force worldwide.
Preparation for war and deterring war is extraordinarily expensive, but it's not as expensive as fighting a war.
Sagar Meghani at the White House.
Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky on Thursday urged Europe to increase and speed up its supply of weapons to his country, as well as impose additional sanctions on Russia, saying otherwise the war could drag on for years. In a long and sharply worded video address to EU leaders, Zelensky said it was up to the 27-nation bloc to take action to contain Russia after the war had dragged on for more than a year. In particular, he reiterated demands for long-range missiles, more ammunition, and more modern aircraft. He said the EU needed to speed up the process to grant Ukraine membership. He made the comments as EU leaders held talks with UN chief Antonio Guterres. Zelensky was particularly critical of what he called the EU's delay in signaling stronger sanctions against Russia. Reported incidents of assault, vandalism, and harassment targeting Jews in the United States rose to new historic levels last year, according to the Anti-Defamation League. This is VOA News. Republicans and Democrats from the House Committee on Energy and Commerce raised numerous concerns before TikTok's CEO Shouzi Chu about the app's potential to threaten U.S. national security by sharing its data with the Chinese government. TikTok last week said President Joe Biden's administration demanded its Chinese owners divest their stakes or face a potential ban. When asked about divestiture, Chu said the issue was not about the ownership. Newlywed Sabrine Abu Jazar was one of a rising number of Palestinians trying to escape Gaza by making the migrant journey to Europe, but her boat capsized, and instead of joining her husband in Europe, she returned home in a coffin. Reuters' Lucy Fielder has more.
Sabrine Abu Jazar was hours from finishing the perilous journey from Gaza to Europe last month when the migrant boat she was on overturned just off the Greek coast. Sabrine was traveling via Turkey to meet her husband in Greece. They were newlyweds, and she was following him to Europe to build a life together. She returned to Gaza in a coffin on Tuesday. Her mother Suha's joy has turned to grief.
I called her by chance, and she raised her hands to the sky like this and said, "Pray for me, mother, just pray for me." I did not know she was packed and ready to go. She said, "Goodbye, I'm going away, I'm traveling, I'm leaving."
Sabrine was one of a rising number of people risking the migrant journey from Gaza to escape repeated wars and a punishing Israeli and Egyptian blockade.
Reuters' Lucy Fielder reporting. A lower court in India had sentenced opposition leader Rahul Gandhi on Thursday to 2 years in jail on charges of defamation for a 2019 speech in which he referred to thieves as having the surname Modi. Reuters' Aaron Barron reports.
Supporters of Rahul Gandhi protested on Thursday after a lower court in India sentenced the opposition leader to 2 years in jail on defamation charges. The case was over a 2019 speech in which he referred to thieves as having the surname Modi, that of the Indian Prime Minister. Gandhi will appeal against the order, but being jailed or disqualified from Parliament would strike a blow to his Congress party ahead of a 2024 general election, a vote Prime Minister Narendra Modi's party is expected to win. 52-year-old Gandhi was present in the court, which gave him bail immediately and suspended the sentence for a month.
That's Reuters' Edward Barron reporting. The World Health Organization has warned that Cyclone Freddy, which left a trail of death and destruction across southern Africa, has increased the health risks for millions of people in Malawi, Mozambique, and Madagascar. Widespread flooding exposed more than 1.4 million people to outbreaks of waterborne disease. Marissa Melton, VOA News.